Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state, visiting Head Start child care providers. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewer Stadium.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy. The budget will be published in the upcoming days.
A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 90 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers Wednesday. Only one other state lacks the expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, however, so it has never been put up for a vote in the Assembly. State Republicans are proposing legislation they say would add more transparency to the school referendum process. One bill would require local governments and school boards to provide information about the property tax difference on a median value home on the ballot with the referendum question. Another would prevent school districts from losing state funding if a nearby district passes a referendum. School ballot referendums have become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 200 proposed in the 2024 elections. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees relating to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. They are also proposing a study to identify potential locations around the state that could become nuclear power plants. There is already one active nuclear power plant in Wisconsin located in Two Rivers. A liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justice has rejected a Republican request that she not hear a pending case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights that tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, and other state workers lost in 2011. Her decision came at the same time that the court, without comment, declined to hear the case as unions requested before it first goes through a lower appeals court. Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself after Republican legislative leaders filed a motion saying she should not hear the case because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible in their new passenger vehicles at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. Automakers would have 4 years to comply with the new rule and would be required to inform drivers if AM radio is not available in a vehicle in the interim. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The products were produced using an egg wash, which contains egg, a known allergen that is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this product health alert to ensure that consumers with allergies to eggs are aware that this product should not be consumed. The frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties were produced on and prior to December 11th and have a one-year shelf life. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty, pizza pasty with pepperoni. 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. And 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty pizza pasty with pepperoni. The products bear establishment number EST20650 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were sold at the establishment's restaurant in Michigan and shipped to fundraiser groups such as those for schools and nonprofit organizations in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. However, the product was not served at schools and is not part of the food provided by the USDA for the National School Lunch Program. An Iowa County resident has pled guilty to filing a fraudulent income tax return and failing to report embezzlement income. Kyle Carden pled guilty to one felony count of filing the fraudulent Wisconsin income tax return in Iowa County Circuit Court earlier this month. He was also charged with two additional counts of filing fraudulent income tax returns, but those charges were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. According to the criminal complaint, Carden failed to report embezzlement income of $23,859 and other self-employment income of $33,441 for a total of $57,300 of unreported income. By failing to report the income, Carden under-reported his Wisconsin income tax liability by an estimated $3,238. In the embezzlement scheme, Carden made 33 credit card charges to his personal point-of-sale system using a previous employer's credit card. Carden changed the company name on the point-of-sale system to names similar to vendors that the previous employer used. These charges are the result of an investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, Office of Criminal Investigation, Fraud Unit, and the Iowa County District Attorney's Office prosecuted the case. Get ready for an entertaining evening with comedian Jeremy Nunes, the mayor of comedy. The Richland County Performing Arts Council will host the show Saturday night at 7 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. After serving as a small town mayor, he finds true life events make the best comedy stories.
A lot of people ask me, are these stories for real? I'm like, they are. And, you know, it's tough for people to believe a lot of them. There's one in there. I had a guy call me up, you know, being in a small town. I am the chief of police. I am the animal control officer. And we had an abandoned house that had been taken over by skunks. And he felt it was my duty as the default animal control officer to go in there and collect the skunks. And I was like, well, I don't know what you expect me to do. And he's like, well, you're chief of police. You can carry a gun. Go in there and shoot them. So, yeah, I've been taking baths in tomato soup for a while.
The show Saturday is for all ages.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a something so squeaky clean that, you know, if you're in the party crowd, you wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say that at all. I think everybody would have a good time. My opening act is in the same realm there, too. So, it's enjoyable for everybody, whether you're somebody out there on the snow machine partying it up or somebody you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else. Everybody in between. So
you can sample some of Jeremy Nunes's comedy. He has a special streaming now on Amazon Prime.
It was recorded, I don't know, roughly about 3 years ago or so, something like that. But always was a hope and dream to have a special out there on one of the big platforms. So, yeah, it's out there now. And if you download it, I actually get about 10 cents every time someone downloads it. So for everyone listening, if you could download that and then just hit refresh over and over, that would be helpful.
Nunes also has a book available.
It's actually an Amazon bestseller. It is about my real life experience as mayor of a small town and all the hilarious things that happened to me. And we'll see where it goes. A little bit of talk that it might turn into a movie. Who knows where that all goes? But, a lot of great stories about, you know, being the mayor of a small town. I got, I won an award actually for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors. And I won it largely because they issued a fine to my parents. And I remember my dad calling me when he found out. He's like, "Jeremy, why did I get this fine in the mail?" I was like, "Well, your grass is way too high. You have to mow your grass." He goes, "Jeremy, you mow our grass." I said, "Well, you should have called me sooner." I was like, "Well, you messed up because now you owe the town $300 and me $50 for mowing your grass."
Jeremy Nunes will take the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium Saturday night at 7. Doors will open at 6. Tickets priced at $20 are available on Eventbrite and will also be available at the door. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Shannon Chitwood on ticket number 26.